Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, super sassy, and silly, too.
Very silly and funny. We will be chatting with an amazing array of industry insiders and real people who we actually feel are making an impact in the world we live in today.
We're here to share real stories and cut through misconceptions around all of these industries, as well as the BS that we hear about it.
So grab your favorite drink and please come join us to Let's Get Ugly.
So we have an amazing guest today, the Sparkle King.
Who's weirdly not dressed in any sparkle, but yeah, go ahead.
So please meet Vinay M.R. Mishra, senior journalist at the Bombay Times.
You got that right. Thank you so much for having me here.
So we're going to be talking to you today about male beauty, Bollywood, because you are the expert in that, and so many fun tips that you won't want to miss. So,
listen, just a quick disclaimer for everybody who's going to watch this and going to think that, oh, this guy is going to be really good at beauty and stuff like that. No, I think the TG for this episode is going to be men who love makeup, but they don't know how to do it. And probably they'll learn a few things about it. And also a few women who love watching men fail doing makeup.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a TG for this episode.
That is so true. No, 100%. And I think that's what's really exciting about your journey into like trying it out.
But listen, I'm so happy for the two of you for having me here. This is fun. And let's get into it.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Let's do it. So obviously your first foray into male beauty was with our Flex collection.
It was indeed.
So when you were experimenting with makeup and trying the brushes, how did that make you feel and why did you want to start?
To be very honest, as people say, like, you know, your first attraction is always the look, the appearance, and that was honestly it for me. I mean, just look at these brushes, they just look so beautiful. Like, just from the face of it, they look so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you want to sort of try them, you want to hold them, you want to feel them. So that was the first thing. In fact, before that, I have one of those the other brushes,
like retractable one,
the normal ones.
Okay.
the ones that you've seen.
Yeah.
But I never really tried them, but this one, it just felt so good. So one day I was like, you know what, hey, let me just give this a shot. And it felt very good. It felt very good on your skin. Also, but something that I also told her, it wasn't cakey. It wasn't something that, you know, there weren't patches of it. It felt so good on your skin. And that's when I was like, you know what? Hey, I love this. I genuinely love it. And I never go out and tell something about a product if I don't like it.
Yes.
I would never give a...
No fake news.
I would never give a shout out. Because even if I have two people watching me, I would want them to sort of really buy my word. Like, I'm known for, I'm a guy who's very honest. I'm known for my authenticity. So I would want, if they're ever going to try that, they should know that, okay, Vinay has genuinely loved it, which is why he's asking. Although I really don't know how much to do because there are a lot of brushes that came with the pack.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with the rest of them. So I just have one favorite and right now I'm just making peace with it.
Amazing. I actually wanted to ask you about male beauty and the limitations on it, because I feel like, you know, there is not that much that's actually marketed directly to men. Why do you think that is? Why is it so limited?
Because aren't we conditioned that way, like, right from the beginning? Like, a lot of my female friends, and I have a lot of them, they often tell me this, that, you know, when I want a real mard. That's the term. And what is a real mard? A real mard is somebody who doesn't believe in vanity. As per them, that's the conditioning we've got. For a lot of people, it's like, you know, men, at times, it's funny, because at times if I have to go for an event or something like that, and you got to do a little bit of a touch up in the washroom, right? When you go and you do that in a men's washroom, people will go around and they'll look at you. They'll be like, oh my God, what is he doing?
Just they, looking good.
And they will judge the F out of you. They'll make you, and you feel, okay, am I doing something incorrect? Am I doing coke here? I don't know what is it.
Yeah.
But you know, that's how it is. And I don't know who to blame, but that's just a long conditioning that we've been through. You would like, even for all the marketing products, if you'll see, all of them are like, you know, hey, this product is going to make you feel like more manly. This product is going to, like, even if you're advertising a cream, a beauty cream, even that's advertised as like, hey, it's going to make you manlier than you were before. And not that they wouldn't give a shit about your skin. Oh, it's going to make your skin healthier. It's going to make your skin whatever. It's going to make you look manlier. So that has always been the conditioning that we have sort of received. Like, even with me, like, when I say makeup, a lot of people are going to think, oh, he might just wear an eyeliner the next day and walk. But that's not me. I mean, that's not my vibe. I'm not saying that it's incorrect, but that's just not me, right? However, if I say that I do wear a makeup, that's the first chain of thought that people think that, oh, tomorrow he might just wear a lipstick and come. Tomorrow he might just wear something more effeminate and might just turn up. And that's just how it is. Like, so many times I get to hear from women that, you know, oh, your skin looks very good. What makeup are you wearing? This, that, in a very different tone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just been the case. And I, as I said, I don't know who to blame it, but again, with a lot of influencers, a lot of actors coming out in the open, talking about it, that is actually making people feel a lot more. Like, honestly, one of the reasons why I can openly sit here and talk about me doing makeup is because of those line of influencers who have had the guts to do it and face the trolling and face the whatever wrath they had to face. Like, someone like an Ankush Bahuguna, someone like, there's this guy named Shantanu Dhope on Instagram. Also, someone as popular as Ayushman Khurana, you know? So people like them who've had their tryst with makeup, and because of them, we, someone as a civilian as me, can sit here and talk about, hey, I love doing makeup.
Yeah. You know?
And
yeah,
that's because of them. So
definitely.
Today we do have few brands that are also sort of marketing towards men without making them feel like, oh, it's going to make you feel manlier or going to make you feel like that. So I think there is change, but again, it's a very long way. I hope it doesn't get disrupted.
Of course, it's just so ironic because, of course, like, Bollywood actors in movies, like, they have a lot of makeup on.
So much.
Like, they have so much makeup on.
Don't even ask me about it.
It's like, I mean, they're caked to the T, literally.
But they always have been.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, which Bollywood actor would you ever, even when I'm talking about actor, not even female actors, male actor would you see without a makeup? Rarely any. Even the ones who we think are not wearing makeup are the ones wearing makeup.
Yeah, of course.
And honestly, that's the magic of makeup, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember Elton Fernandez, he's a very popular makeup artist. He once told me, Winner, the magic of makeup is not making you look something else. The magic of makeup is basically enhancing the looks, whatever you have, and enhancing those looks. And the best makeup is when you cannot identify if the person is wearing a makeup. And that's the best makeup. And honestly, that's something that I resonate a lot with. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not saying that any other form of makeup is bad or anything like that. But something that I resonate a lot with is that kind of makeup, which is very, like, you can never make out if he's wearing makeup, if he or she is wearing makeup or not.
Yeah.
And that's the best of it. And Bollywood, again, every actor wears makeup. I mean, they cannot show their dark circles.
Yeah.
Can never, trust
who
me.
Who wants that though? Like, I think about it all the time and I'm like, who actually wants to like rock their eye bags?
Literally no one ever, because it's not exactly like, it's like if you want to look good and feel good, you want to look less tired or.
Yeah, and at times it's just that one boost of, like for me, it's just that one boost of confidence. Like, touchwood, I don't really have a lot of acne. I don't really have, like, you know, under eyes and stuff like that. Yet, a little bit of just a little bit of concealer and a little bit of the powder just makes me feel a little more confident to just step out and probably face a camera. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a lot either. Like, I think at the end of the day, it's about being able to just embrace the parts of you that you want that make you feel more confident. And I really feel like that's what beauty does.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of beauty, right? You want to ensure that you can kind of face the world and make sure that you're able to do that. And I mean, that's really important in terms of the brand as
and
well.
And it's different for everyone as well. Like for me, it's mascara. Love mascara.
So just a bit of mascara and you're...
No, but like
your desert island product would not be mascara.
No, my desert island product would be definitely concealer, like 100%. I have very bad dark circles, but it's the element of mascara that I love because I love the idea of like wide awake lashes, like a lash lift. Yeah. Is probably like my favorite secret weapon. I always get quite sad like a month later after the perm starts to like drop. Yeah. But that would definitely be like one of the things that I love the most.
But we can't see your under eyes.
Oh yeah, because I've got so much concealer.
You've done such a good job in that way. What's your fee? What's going to be your
desert island? Oh my gosh, my desert island product. I would probably say dark lipstick because I love a dark lip. Like I know that like it just, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. And like, it just makes you look so ready because you don't have to do much else.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I'll just wear a dark lip and literally I won't even conceal or anything or even put on mascara. I'll just do that and I'll be like, okay, I'm ready.
See, that's the beauty of makeup. And but do you girls often feel like that can also be do you feel it's also somewhere inside, like, because if you do not wear that lipstick and you might just step out, it might just shackle your confidence and stuff like that. Like how much of it is psychologically connected?
After the pandemic, I was like, okay, I don't have to put that much effort in because I'm more comfortable. And I think as time's gone on and as I've gotten older, I'm definitely more comfortable in my own skin. But having said that, what makeup does to me is like a sparkle, right? Hmm. Like that's the difference. It's like that little bit of concealer, that little bit of mascara. Okay, it might not make that much of a difference to somebody that sees me, but for me, it improves my confidence tenfold.
It's interesting. Like if you'll ask me, like despite being all this, like if you'll ask me to face the camera without wearing even the most minimal makeup, I think I will sort of not be very okay with it.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be that confident as I am right now.
Yeah.
So I think, but then eventually you'll have to find that balance because you can't let makeup sort of really completely rule over yours. Again, that's my perspective. Like I would never want to sort of let it rule my psyche so much that my entire confidence is built on it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used as an elevator to sort of help it enhance my confidence, but not let it completely be what's the word for that?
The like driving force.
Yeah, and you know, just my confidence cannot completely rely on
makeup. Of course, yeah.
So that is something that at least I am very conscious about that, you know, when you've got to be very conscious about that. So yeah. But skincare, oh my God, that's can you girls, okay, I think this is something that everyone wants to hear. Every man who's going to watch this podcast, tell us about skincare. How do we do better skincare?
Okay, so.
Just dumb it down for us.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay, go
on. In terms of what I think is like the most essential things in the world. So it's like, you need a good cleanser that doesn't foam because foam strips your skin. So that's something to be wary of. So you know there's like that feeling of when you put on a foam cleanser and your skin feels really tight and you think it's doing a good thing, it's not. So that's the first thing I want to dispel. The second I would say is don't have a 20-step routine because you don't need it. Like the less steps, the better. And then I think my third tip would be in the day, try and get a moisturizer with SPF because the sun really is...
Scary.
So it's scary. It's super damaging in a lot of different ways. So I would say like definitely make sure that you have that for the day. And what else do you want to add?
Well, I would say a little bit different to your routine. So I would say like you would probably need a cleanser first, really soft, gentle cleanser. Balm cleansers are really good because I feel like people underestimate pollution. Makeup and any debris. So I would always say like a balm cleanser, an oil cleanser really melts a lot of that away. So that's really nice. And it doesn't leave your skin too tight. So that's great. I would also opt for a 3 times a week exfoliant, a chemical exfoliant. So this could be a serum or a mask or a gel, but something with some kind of AHA, BHA acid. You just have to use that in the evening because you don't want to be in the sun when you use it. And wash it off. And then, of course, moisturizer, SPF 100%. Yeah. I would say a good quality moisturizer is going to always go a long way. Some people feel like, oh, I have oily skin, so I don't need moisturizer. But it's important to remember that oil and water.
That some people mean.
Okay, oh, right.
Okay, so that's the first thing that you're going to have to change.
Because oil and water don't mix. They're not the same thing. And moisturizer is actually hydrating your skin. So I would say, you know, even though you have oily skin, you still need moisturizer because they're two different things.
See? this is how you dumb it down for people like us. I mean, and I think sunscreen is very... All I know is sunscreen is important. Sunscreen. I think everyone has just put it in my head that sunscreen is important.
So yeah.
SPF 50. I know that.
Going into social media, because I think social media is so interesting. And I feel like we're consuming more of it than ever before. How do you feel about the evolution of male beauty on social? Because it's been, you mentioned some pretty awesome influencers earlier as well. What do you think is the future for them?
I honestly don't know. Of course, social media can be so taxing. And I mean, over the years, I've just seen like this one trend, the sun trend.
Yeah, Asoka.
And the guy I think who started it is from Thailand, and he did it, and he turned into an Indian bride.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago, I could have never imagined someone doing something like that. But then here we are today, watching a man completely turn into a bride, and everyone's hailing for it.
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah. I mean, we all do it. I mean, everyone's on that trend. Everyone's doing reels. Everyone's doing everything that can be possibly done. So, I mean, that's the evolution of male beauty there. And I also want to give loads of credits to these influencers. I mean, trust me when I say this, it takes guts. It takes guts to not just... I mean, even normal basic... Because that's what I'm saying. Like, with Indian... society, I don't know if it's, I don't know, probably it's also in the UK. I don't see a lot of UK men doing makeup as well, or the US men, Americans. But like in India, like even if you're wearing a lip balm, people will consider, oh, you're wearing a lip balm. How girly can you get, guy?
Wow.
You know, so that's the kind of mindset we've had. Now, has it changed? Yes, of course. Now I can sit here and talk about, hey, which lip balm should I wear? Should it be glossy? Should it be matte? But we've come from that part of the society. So for men to sort of face the camera, apply makeup, teach makeup, tell you how to do makeup, it's great. Natural, no makeup. That's my, like, I think Alia Bhatt started that, if I'm not wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I love that. Okay, so you just briefly touched on Bollywood. I would love to know, how did you end up becoming like the Bollywood journo?
I don't know about the Bollywood journo, but life. I have always been a Bollywood fanatic. I mean, I've grown up watching, admiring Shah Rukh Khan, sir, Kajol ma'am, and I've always been that guy who, if you would ask me anything about Bollywood, I would know everything about Bollywood. Like, I was that geek weird. And I was supposed to do my medicine. I was supposed to be a doctor. Yeah, I had cleared my NEET exams. And then, weirdly, I told my father and my family that I don't want to do medicine. And they were very supportive of it. And then I chose journalism. And I didn't not really know much of it. But all I knew was that I wanted to get closer to Bollywood. And I... talk a lot, so this sort of added up. And then of course life has been a journey since then, and yeah, here I am today.
Amazing.
So exciting.
Do you feel like Bollywood influences trends? Do you think that it's like very, very big influencer in trends, or do you feel like people are kind of looking for inspiration elsewhere? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, in India, everything's eventually going to be related to Bollywood.
Amazing. That's so cool.
It is. Here we are talking about makeup and we are still discussing Bollywood. When I started my tryst with say, experimenting a lot with my outfits. Like, there was this one time when I even painted my nails and it was pretty cool for me. And the only reason I could do that was because someone like, it was, there's this actor called Prateek Babbar. He had painted his nails. And I just found it really amazing. And I was like, you know, hey, if he can do it, so can I. I was so inspired by Harry Styles. I was like, you know,
oh,
I
yeah.
love the way he does it. So I actually took his pictures and I got to the girl
who
was doing my makeup.
Oh, the smiley face one?
I did.
Yeah, I knew you would have done that
yeah,
one.
I did. So I had that. So, I mean, and it's only because of someone like these celebs, these mm-hmm. personalities, we could do that. And I give... So, of course, they need to be very, very... Like if you'll see now, a lot of the young generation girls are making reels a lot like Janvi is doing. Like that's something that I have witnessed. And that's only because everybody aspires to be something like that. So, I mean, she's quirky, she's funny, and everybody's trying to impersonate that personality. Like there was a time when Kareena Kapoor was, everybody was a Geet. You would just walk into a room, everybody's either Geet or Pooh. So, you know, I mean, that's the kind of impact Bollywood has always had, so.
Yeah, which is really fascinating because I feel like in the West, like, the only person that has managed to get
Kylie
this
Jenner.
Much, I, no, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And it's been exponential and it's been insane and like with the Eras
But did you
tour,
watch her latest tour where she was dancing and I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
hilarious.
But
are
also.
Are you two Swifties?
I'm not a Swiftie,
no,
but I do think she's impressive. Like $200 billion in tour.
It's
yeah.
insane.
That's insane.
And I was
it's
like,
insane.
What is the magic formula that gets people so nuts about stars? Like, what is it? What have they done here?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like the impact of Taylor Swift is like super impressive on a global perspective. But everything that Bollywood does is the same volumetric impression, in my opinion. Like it's the same massive kind of star power. What makes it happen here?
I don't know if stars are really made now in Bollywood.
Okay.
Because there was a time when you talk about stars, you talk about someone like Shah Rukh sir, someone like Salman sir. And here now, at least the younger generation, that's something that's missing. Now, why does that happen is, I see, when people don't have a distinct style, a distinct personality. I mean, the reason why the Jenners and the Kardashians are known is because of this certain, the way, the vocal fry, the way they speak, the way they are, the way their personality is, right? Like, you cannot imagine, like, oh my God, you can never imagine someone else doing that,
yeah.
you know? And that has, people have started imitating that. People have started being like that. Do we have any actors in the recent lot who have such an enviable personality that people want to be like them? I don't think so, not at the moment. And social media has honestly taken that away from a lot of actors, from a lot of celebrities. They don't have that enigma, like, is what makes them aspirational. That is what makes you feel like, oh, even if I get a picture with them, I'll be happy with it.
Yeah.
But today, if I'm like, okay, if Kylie's walking next to me, I'm like, okay, fair enough. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, because I'm like, okay, I see her every day. I know what her life is. I know her entire
routine.
I know she's going to break down if I'll ask her a picture or something like that, you know, stuff like that. But meeting someone like a Taylor Swift for me will be like, oh my God, because you know, we so rarely get to see her. But again, that's a choice that you gotta make for yourself. That's a choice that you gotta be like, oh, do I wanna be my people's friend and wanna be just person who's very relatable, who's gonna make them feel stuff like that? Fair enough, that's good for you. Or do you wanna be this person who's like, you know, hey, I have some star value to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much the case.
That's so interesting.
No,
I mean,
super fascinating.
It's quite interesting as well, because when we look at, like, say, for example, Nepo Babies, right?
Hmm.
The Nepo Baby crew in Bollywood is huge.
Hmm.
And I just find
it's also huge in Hollywood, yeah.
Of course.
It is. But, like, I think the main thing is, like, with the Nepo Babies in particular, like, how do they kind of face up to, you know, the newcomers in the industry as well? Like,
because I feel like there's always somebody new. Like, I could probably, like, I don't know, I mean, off the top of my head, I have no idea. But, like, and maybe not with you, but I'm sure if I was having a conversation with somebody and I brought up some, like, I don't know, Indian actress or actor or celebrity, people might be like, who is that? And I'll be like, oh my God, they're huge. Hmm. And it's like, it feels like here, everyone's huge. Like there's someone new all the time.
You know, the question is primarily how do Nepo babies
compare? Yeah.
You know, the thing is the narrative has changed so much. They've not had a great track record. What is happening is this lot of Nepo babies, they're facing the brunt of it. The narrative's completely changed. Now, nobody's looking at Nepo babies and being like, oh my God, I would really want them to see. I would, at least the audience, they're not viewing the Nepo babies like, oh my God, I cannot wait for Ibrahim Ali Khan Pathodi to make his debut. Maybe a handful of them, but not a lot of them. Why? Because also, everybody is just constantly hated. I mean, there's so much hate. In general, there's so much hate we have. And where do we put this hate? Okay, Nepo babies are the new ones. So let's just put hate on them. Of course, there's also these outsiders who don't get equal chance in the industry. Of course, they have their own struggle. But I think everybody has their own struggle, right?
Yeah.
Like, now when you tell me that Nepo babies have to survive the outsiders, it's not the case. Nepo babies have to survive their own limitations, and they have to face the wrath of the audience directly.
Of course, yeah.
So they're not competing with the outsiders right now. They're competing with themselves, because if one more movie they do, which is not great, no, forget commercially, I'm talking about, even if they're not doing a great job, they'll be ruined.
There's pressure. There's like a immense really, really pressure. Massive pressure.
And with outsiders, that's the ease they get, that, you know, someone like Mrunal Thakur, even if she's not doing great work, even if she's doing mid stuff, people are going to hail for her.
Yep.
Again, no hate for any of
these
people.
Yeah, of course.
No,
it's just a different expectation.
Yeah. So, I mean, so right now the Nepo babies are sort of fighting a battle that that is with themselves, and they need to up their game, because if they don't up their game, so it's not like, oh, I'm going to steal opportunities from outsiders, because even if they do, the audience is not going to accept them. They might steal one movie, two movies, 10 movies, fair enough. But after the 11th movie, they will be kicked out.
Yeah.
And then these outsiders, say someone like a Nawaz sir, someone like Irfan sir, they're gonna get their due. They're gonna find their due. So it's gonna be maybe a longer run for them.
Yeah.
But eventually they would succeed, the outsiders, if the Nepo babies don't up their game. So eventually it's all about, you gotta look into yourself, focus on yourself, and strive for yourself.
Love that.
Yeah.
I think that's super important.
Like today, Ori is very popular. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. The reason why he's everywhere is because his reels do get a lot of views.
Yes.
Tomorrow, if they don't get the... Like, when I'm talking about traction, I'm also talking about the love and the hate and
his
everything.
His strategy, though, is genius.
He's a marketing genius.
Yeah, really.
Like, I mean, he is a PR baby. Everyone's a Nepo baby. He's a PR baby.
That's the best kind of baby to be, though.
Yeah. And honestly, can you imagine he's getting paid for literally doing nothing? Well, he's not done... He's not done a movie. He's not done anything which is... He's not done a chat show. He's not has his makeup line. He doesn't have his beauty products. He's just papped. And today, he is minting money. Why? Because he was papped around. And again, he is smart. So even if he's getting hate, it's traction, and eventually that traction, which is why people want to catch Pap more of Ori. And again,
genius.
Totally genius. So segueing away from Bollywood and back to beauty.
Hush. Thank God you girls didn't ask me who's the best makeuped actress and who's the makeup you dislike the most. I would have a tough time to answer that.
No, so we just wanted to ask you questions in terms of what is your favorite beauty trend of the moment? You said no makeup already.
Yeah. I really love when people sort of flaunt their skin. Like, I know a lot of people who would sort of are probably in the darker shade, but they would light tone down their shades and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or they would sort of make it darker and stuff like, they would like freckles. Like, I just dislike that. I don't like anything which gives me fake. But again, that's very me. So, which is why I think I love the no makeup makeup, because it's just so classy. It's also, it's so elegant. I mean, every time Alia Bhatt does her makeup, I'm like, I want to give her. And I think this was a trend that was in Bollywood, at least it was started by Mickey Contractor ages ago. Mm-hmm. He sort of, because back in the Bollywood days, they would all be like, you know, heavy makeup, like those big ambodas, heavy eyeliners, upper lips, heavy blushes, and those tip bindis and all of that stuff. So Mickey was the one who sort of started this, who mixed the contemporary makeup with, you know, the Indian aesthetic, which is why I think back in those days when Aishwarya Rai used to do her makeup, she used to be just so phenomenal. And now when I see Alia Bhatt, when I see Kriti Sanon, you know, I mean, that's one of my favorite makeups.
Love that. My next is, what is your must-have beauty hack? What is your, like, top tip or secret?
Beauty hack? Oh my God.
Could be skincare though. Like, what is
wash
that
your
like?
Face.
Okay. Yeah.
And a lot of water for me. I think that works a lot for me. Hydration. Because I can honestly, and I know a lot of people also say that it's not really true, this, that, but I can feel it. Like, if I've not had water a day, because we have those days, right?
Yeah.
When you don't truly hydrate yourself, I can feel my skin being like, you know, hey, it's not that great. And whenever I hydrate myself, I do feel like, oh my God, it's luscious. I'm in a Disney world. Yeah, I do feel that.
Love that. So we've all done things in terms of like maybe treatments or a beauty look that we have regretted, and we're all guilty of that. But what
I've
is
not
your...
got Botox. Guys, trust me, there's nowhere I can put Botox.
So what is your biggest beauty regret that you've ever done?
Beauty regret.
It could even be like the way you shaved, and if it was ever funny. Or...
Yeah, very weirdly, I used to do French beard.
Oh, yeah.
That is something like, guys, that still gives me the ick. Like, I don't know why I would ever do that, but then, and also very weirdly, I don't get any beard a lot. So this was the only part where I would, and I would do that, and I would look like father from. That was horrible. Thanks for reminding me. Uglies literally on my face right now.
Literally the point I was talking about.
Let's get ugly.
I just love that you literally gave yourself the ick just thinking about it. You can just see your face.
Can we stop? Let's talk about nicer things. Let's talk about Janvi Kapoor and her feet, or let's talk about, I don't know. What can we talk about? Something that's nicer.
Well, we're going to do a little reading for you now.
Yes.
Ooh, I love it.
Oracle card deck. So
it's a journey. We shall find out.
We will. Yeah. We will.
So I love we'll the cards. Get on to your card reading. So they all have QR codes at the back that you can scan to like listen to an audio message or read the message as well. Also mainly because you can feel it and accessibility is very important, but also because I really don't like carrying around guidebooks. I'm like, if I'm traveling with my Oracle cards, I don't want to have like this thick book along with me.
And like you're doing like research to figure out what it means.
Yeah.
Whereas and this one's like, far better and easier. Like, you know, hey, you just take your own space and just listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you gyan, but it, yeah, I love it. Exactly. Do you want me to pass on some positive energies
it's
to
okay.
your cards?
Okay,
she's
totally
like, I don't want you. She's like, stay away.
No,
keep your hands, move your hands.
So there is one for you as well, but basically what you need to do before you start is always knock it, so you get rid of all the like energy that's stagnant.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna pull a reading for you for your day ahead.
Exciting. Guys, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then whenever this episode airs, I can tell you whether how true it
how
was,
how did it go?
How accurate
yeah.
it was. This is very important, guys. Do we chant some mantras?
Just send your good vibes.
So you can send your good vibes now. Okay.
I think this is going to be ASMR.
I am feeling this Legend. One. Embrace your inner confidence.
While wearing a lipstick.
The lipstick
is very important.
The lipstick is very important. But
it's all about makeup eventually. See?
It is. But I have to say that this is really relevant to the chat we've had today
yeah.
as well about
yeah.
embracing your inner confidence, doing what feels good for you and not forgetting that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's very important. And I mean, everybody eventually finds their confidence. It's a journey. Just don't let the noise around you sort of dump your confidence down.
Exactly. But thank you so much for
joining us.
Maybe
use a little bit of Coel Creatives
yes.
to boost up your confidence. That was a nice segue for the advertisement. Sorry, you were saying.
But no, thank you so much for joining us today. We really had so much fun with you. Yeah.
I hope they did. I hope they don't go back around and be like, oh my God. What was this guy all about? He eventually became a sadhu in the between.
Never. It was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me and all the best.
Amazing. That's a wrap.
Thank you.